weekend is upon us, and that means time for you to consult with the medical doctor on the air in the persona of Dr. Ken Kronos, who is here right now to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Also, he's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to discuss the medical issues of the week, the research that's been done, the facts and figures with some of the important front page medical news, all the things that are changing, things you need to know about drugs, but most importantly, what's going on with you? 888-553-7536. Ken is here to help you. He's a well-known cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, has a great history and has great, I will speak from personal experience, and I've sent people to him, brought people to him. He has it, and he's happy to share with you knowledge and kindness. 888-553-7536. So, what's this I hear about men with gray hair maybe not having to have gray hair?
Nothing that you would be interested in, right, Doug?
Well, you know, I've been told that my hair I've been told by people that I care about that my hair being gray is appealing. So maybe I'm not as interested in it as I might have been a few years ago, but it's still pretty interesting for this to be the focus, because women will be affected by this. I expect that gray hair treatments wouldn't just be for men, would they?
Absolutely not. I think this is something that all of us might be interested in. And this is not a product yet that you're going to buy on your storefront shelf yet. Uh-huh. But I really think that this is a major breakthrough. And I think in the next few years, we're going to see a whole new way to treat graying hair, which affects eventually most of us. This is a report from European researchers in a very prestigious, very good medical journal. It's a believable medical journal, peer-reviewed. It's the FASEB journal. And one of the classic signs of aging is gray hair, and covering it with chemical pigments such as hair dye. Doug, I think it really may be a thing of the past. People who go gray, they develop massive oxidative stress via accumulation of hydrogen peroxide in the hair follicle. Imagine what's going on in your hair, Doug, which causes hair to bleach itself from the inside out. And let me not get a little too technical, but this massive accumulation of hydrogen peroxide, it can be remedied with a treatment developed by these European researchers, and it's described as a topical ultraviolet B activated by sunlight compound, and it's called PC-KUS, and it's a modified, I don't want to get too chemical, but pseudocatalase. And their studies show that the same treatment works for the skin condition vitiligo. And they developed this patented cream, it's called pseudocatalase, and in combination with calcium, it achieves a very high success rate in treating vitiligo. Now, why is vitiligo so important, Doug? It's because vitiligo is a condition that causes depigmentation of sections of skin. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody with this, but you just lose the color of your skin. Darker skinned people, it's especially noticeable, and it's a very difficult thing to deal with. You can imagine the emotional stress that this causes. Well, in the current study, it was an international group of almost 2,500 patients with vitiligo, and a fraction of them had this very segmental vitiligo, which was the group they picked out to try this treatment on. And the pseudocatalase activated via sunlight the pigment of the skin, and eyelashes returned. And the findings, the hope here is that since the treatment affected the eyelashes, the treatment might work on gray hair as well. And they're going to take this and try it on gray hair, and I think we've got something here.
All right, so let's work our way around the issue itself. You talk about hydrogen peroxide. By the way, Dr. Ken's number is 888 888- 1-800-553-7536. How many of you will admit to having colored your hair over recent years, over many years, over most of the years of your adult life? I started coloring my hair when I was in my mid-30s because I saw gray and I didn't like it. My son is in his mid-30s, and he's starting to have a little gray, and he thinks it's fine. And so do most other men. I don't know why I felt mine. Well, yes, I do. I think there's a whole thing about this. There's a psychological thing that goes with it. Aging, if you have gray hair, you're aging. There are many people who look at me now as an example and think I look younger, and now that my hair has turned this silver grayish, which is what it is. That's the color that it is. But you use the term hydrogen peroxide, which is what most of the hair dyes, isn't that what's the basic substance of most of the hair dyes? Is a hydrogen?
Actually,
syrup?
That's what is first used to get rid of all color.
Really?
That's what turns your hair white.
Oh. All right.
I think we should have a poll whether the women think you look younger or older with your hair.
Well, it's on the website now. We changed all the pictures for my current look.
I saw it, and I think you need a poll.
Why does it have to be women? Why can't it be men?
Because I'm hearing some various things from the women.
Are you? 888-553-7536. So what is doing your hair on a weekly basis? We all know, I'm betting your wife colors her hair. I have women
don't
in my
get
life.
Me in trouble.
Well, but if you were to discuss this with your wife, what would she say?
That you should color your hair.
That you should or I should?
You should.
I should?
That's what she told me to tell you.
Really?
Yes.
She thinks I look better with darker hair.
Absolutely. She said you look. She said you look so much younger.
Really?
That's
huh.
what she said. Don't get me in the middle.
No, that's very interesting that she would say that. Okay. So that's an opinion that I would weigh. The lady that I've been with for the past year seems to think, or actually more than a year, she said to me, do it the way you want to do it. How do you want to look? And I said, well, how do you think I look? She said it's very sexy having it this way. And so that's desirable.
That's an important opinion also.
Well, of course it is. But then let's talk about what happens to those, whether they be men or women, who are doing this. What's the outcome of a woman who has dyed her hair? You know, most women won't tell you. It's one of those things when I ask the question, well, it's between me and my hair person.
Yeah, let's not. I think it'll put people into uncomfortable situations.
But
we can talk in general about the safety of it.
That's where I'm going. What is happening to people who do color their hair at whatever age? Does it make a difference? What kind of color? There are these, if you go to the natural food stores, they have sort of natural coloring that you put in your hair. It doesn't last as long as the stuff that's chemically based. But what is going on? What goes through your scalp, into your head, into your system? How should we be concerned, if at all, about that, what the outcome of that is over many years of those treatments?
Well, I think the newer hair dyes are definitely safer. The hair dyes that go back to the 1970s and 80s, those are a little bit concerning. But the ones today are much more organic, and they've been studied a lot longer. And the chemicals that were really concerning have been very much lowered in concentration. The only time I might be a little concerned about this is if you're thinking about getting pregnant or you are pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to avoid it during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, do it with some education. Do it, you know, talk to the specialists in these areas and talk about the safety of them. And there are some more organic choices here. I know that some want the look, and it doesn't matter what you tell them about safety.
No, that's exactly right. 888-553-7536. Okay, in the warning department, this week another story about lipsticks and glosses that are available commercially, whether it be expensive ones or not so expensive ones, doesn't make much difference. It doesn't sound like it's good from what I've heard.
Well, it's not as bad as it initially sounds, and I don't want to take all the fun out of everything because the bottom line here is that I'm not going to recommend women or men, or I'm not going to recommend women stop using lipstick. what you want to take home from this message that was published in Environmental Health Perspectives this week, because you're going to hear a lot about this, because it was all different colors, were equally as concerning. There's a lot of different metals, lead, cadmium, chromium, aluminum, and five other toxic metals that they identified. The key is that if you don't use this excessively, you're okay. The average user of lipstick does not absorb a toxic amount of this. It's the person who really uses it all the time, and the average woman will use it 2 to 3 times a day, and if you're in the average group, you're okay. Where I think the concern is here, you want to keep your lipstick away from the children, because there's really no safe lead level for young children, so this is no longer something that the little kids should play with. But if you're a typical woman, you put it, you change it about two times a day, I think you're okay. And the study showed that you did not absorb a toxic amount. And remember, you absorb this when you lick your lips, and you just have to use it in moderation. And I don't think women who use this on an average level need to worry.
All right. So having spoken as we did about hair, and there's some information on lipsticks, how about we spend a minute talking about this product Provia, whichever way it is that you pronounce it, which is something that Dr. Ken and I have come across for those who have thinning hair. One of the things that happens when you use some of the older dyes and you use bad shampoos and creams and lotions and conditioners on your hair is that the follicles get plugged up. They're pores, right? The basic, if you look at your arm, for example, you see hair, or men see hair growing. Most women don't, but once in a while you see a little. It's coming through pores in your skin, which is really what breathes in life, the important organ in your body. And so when you plug them up, hair doesn't come through, and this Provia cleans out what's in there, and it also gives you a nice look of thickness. So what is this all about, Ken?
Well, I think there's a common theme this week about health really does affect how you look, and your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles, and the new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia serum is all natural with no side effects and very easy to use, and it's simple. You get compliments everywhere you go or your money back.
All right, here's how you get Provia, Provia. You dial 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. You can order it now and get a free month supply when you mention Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Say goodbye to hair flowing down the sink and down the shower drain. Enjoy a fuller, thicker head of hair. It's all natural, as Ken has said. Provia, risk-free at 800-543-5817. What does that mean? It means that if it doesn't work, you get your money back. And I'm going to tell you, it works. I've been using it on my hair. Nice that the silver hair that your wife doesn't like is getting
what
thicker.
Is her opinion?
It's an opinion and something to consider.
No, it's very
nothing
important
to lose, but
she
a lot.
A good opinion.
I mean, she does. 800-543-5817 for Provia for your hair. Let's make it look better, and let's make it healthier. 800-543-5817. Dr. Ken's number, your call is coming up. 888-553-7536. What's your medical question?
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you in part by the folks who have worked over the last couple of years to help you work on your triglyceride levels and on your cholesterol levels. Ken has been advising his patients for a long time about how high cholesterol is a serious problem. And so where do we go with this now, Ken?
Well, did you know, Doug, the leading cause of death in America is heart disease, the leading cause of disability is stroke, and as a cardiologist, I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels, and one of the factors of getting heart attacks, getting strokes, is keeping your cholesterol under good control. And I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found one of the best products around is this all-natural Cardiol, because Cardiol is imported from Italy. It's subjected to a stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The result is a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol during Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
30 days. Pretty amazing. I've been on this myself for a couple of years. I know it works for me. So I want to have you know about this free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached whatsoever. They're not going to ask you for your credit card. It's just one of those deals where you sign up, and that's it. It is not something where they keep charging you. Go to cardiol.net/Ken or call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 for that free trial. If you haven't taken advantage of this yet, now is the time. Why wouldn't you want to have the exciting and important information that Ken is passing along, plus the experience of taking Cardiol? So call now, 888-809-6424 for triglyceride help and cholesterol help from Cardiol. It's cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, ask for the 30-day free trial. Dorothy is up on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. Hi, Dorothy. Hello. All right, Michael, what's going on? All right, so we'll try Gladys. Hello, Gladys, what can we do for you, ma'am?
Hi. Hi. My question is concerning my husband. He had a brain stem stroke almost 10 years ago, and ever since he's been dizzy and a very fatigued feeling. And, of course, in the beginning it wasn't nearly as bad as it is now, and then it's gotten to the point where it's debilitating. And the only time he isn't dizzy is when he is holds his head still and doesn't move his eyes. As soon as he moves his eyes to look around the room, it gets worse.
Gladys, I have a feeling that you've been to a lot of doctors and you've had no success. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you know, my magic wand is I can't find it. Let me see if I can. It's in the drawer here. This is a very difficult, you know, I don't mean to be light about this, but I hear your frustration. This is a very, very difficult situation to deal with because the areas of the brain that keep you not dizzy, that keep you from wobbling, that keep you in balance have all been affected by the stroke and they're not working. And we wish that we had magical ways to bring them back, but unfortunately we don't. Has he been to, I'm sure he's been to the neurologist already, but and I guess the neurologist did whatever they can with some medicines that really help symptoms but not the actual cause, and it sounds like they didn't work or you wouldn't be calling. Has he been also to the ear, nose, and throat doctor?
Because, oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And they did what they could with his balance, with his inner ear?
Yes.
Okay. And
or
that's
the ENT,
yes,
said that he isn't the classic case.
And did they give you any hope? I mean, that doesn't sound real hopeful when the doctor says that.
No, I mean concerning the ears, adjusting the crystals or whatever.
Exactly. Did they try to do some treatment and it just wasn't effective, or did they just say that he's beyond their abilities?
Well, the one doctor did try some medications and they didn't work.
Okay.
And they just said, I'll see if something new comes on the market that we're
right.
trying to let you know.
Gladys, are you and your husband willing to participate in any research studies?
I really don't know.
Because I think that's probably where you're left. And are you closer to University of Pennsylvania, my alma mater, or to University of Pittsburgh?
Oh, we're 4 hours from Pittsburgh. I know that.
How far are you from Penn, from University of Pennsylvania?
And which the...
Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia?
Yes.
Oh, I think maybe 2.5 hours.
Okay,
away.
I would call the Department of Neurology there, tell them what has happened, and see if they have any research studies that they could help your husband with, okay?
There's the advice. All right, Gladys. 888-553-7536. Lots more of your calls. Email to Dr. Ken at... DrKenshow.com or to me, Doug at DougStefan.com. We'll get to those as we may as well. So lots of information here, an interesting, compelling conversation as part of the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself.
yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Weekend time is 33 after the hour. This program is on for 2 hours every weekend. Hopefully you can catch it all on your local radio station. If not, then you certainly are welcome to join us at drkenshow.com, dougstefan.com, TuneIn Radio. You have all of those stats there of all the online radio programs, and we are the most popular medical program. Actually, when we're on, we're probably the most popular program online, I think, aren't we?
We are.
You watch that stuff more than I do.
We are on talk shows on internet radio at the moment, and also tune in all the internet sites.
888-553-7536. Susan, up next for Dr. Ken on the air. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
What's up with you?
Hi, Susan.
Hi. My situation is my father was visiting us from Ohio in North Carolina, and 6 weeks ago he had chest pain, called 911, got into the hospital, had a 99% blockage of his LAD, so they placed two stents in his LAD.
What's the LAD, Ken?
That's the blood vessel that sits on the top of the heart, the left anterior descending coronary artery. It's a very important vessel. It provides blood to the main pumping part of the heart. People know this is the widowmaker.
Okay. And the cardiologist in North Carolina at the time recommended that the heart heal in at least 6 weeks, follow up with the cardiologist in Ohio. He has a 90% mid-RCA blockage and a 50% lesion in his left main.
And the right coronary artery, the RCA, is on the back of the heart. And then the left main is what actually gives the blood flow to the two vessels that are on top of the heart. Sometimes there's three, the main ones. And that's the LAD on the top. And we're getting a little too technical, but the circ on the side. And there's a fork in the road from the left main, which begins it all. So where are we going with all this, Susan? How's Dad doing?
Okay.
They opened up the LAD, and it sounds like at some point they're going to have to open up the right corner.
Right. That's what the cardiologist recommends in North Carolina. So fast forward, now he's up in Ohio. He sees his cardiologist on Friday. He does a nuclear stress test. The VF is 59%, which is great.
Okay.
He's on good medicines.
So you know why they did that stress test? Because they wanted to see whether they needed to open up the right coronary if it was actually flow limiting.
Correct.
Okay.
So the doctor recommends at that point that because of his age, he's on good medicines, he's not symptomatic, that we'll come back in a year. We'll wait and see. So my question is, the cardiologist in North Carolina stated definitely we'll need to address the RCA after the heart heals. However, the cardiologist in Ohio is saying he's fine. Let's wait and see.
Susan, this is a fantastic question. This is so wonderful that you're asking this, because this question is at the center of cardiology today. It's evolved. 15 years ago, we would have thought, oh, a closed vessel, an open vessel is so much better than a closed vessel. We need to open it all. But we have evolved our thinking with more experience on how to handle this, because what you're talking about is hardening of the arteries in the heart. It's the number one killer of Americans. It's what leads to heart attacks. But what we've learned over the last decade is that plaquing in the circulation is a so-called systemic illness. It's not so much that it's localized in one spot, so that if we open up a vessel that we see closed, that may not be the site where the plaque ruptures and causes a heart attack. So just because we open up a vessel doesn't mean we're going to keep your dad or anyone else living longer. The only time that angioplasty preserves and prolongs life is if you're having a heart attack. Then there's no doubt, which you're, fortunately your dad is not, if you're having an acute heart attack where you're pending permanent severe damage to the heart muscle and you've got to get that blood flowing, then opening it up with angioplasty and subsequent stenting is life prolonging, no doubt about it. But when you have somebody who has chronic stable angina and then they go on medications, because the plaquing in the circulation, the treatment for the stable patient is medications. Aspirin, statin drug, beta blocker, and ACE inhibitor. It's going to become a poly pill shortly. I predict that it's going to happen. Four different classes of medicine you need to stabilize this. Especially, here's where the statin prolongs life, lowers the risk of heart disease, because statins, you think of only lowering cholesterol, but they do so much more. They decrease the inflammation, and the heart attacks occur in these vessels under the radar screen, even less than 70%, which causes the symptoms, but the 30 to 60% ones, they plaque, they rupture, then they lead to the heart attack. The statins are the best way we know to stabilize plaque. You get the bad cholesterol LDL under 70, ideally even under 60. You can get some reversal. And the treatment for what your father has is medication. I hope he's on aspirin, one or two. You can arm wrestle. I would put him on two baby aspirins. I would put him on a statin. I'd get his LDL under 60. If his blood pressure and heart rate would allow, he has no history of asthma, I would put him on a beta blocker. And if then his blood pressure would allow, I'd put him on an ACE inhibitor. And then they did a nuclear stress test. If there's no ischemia, if he has no symptoms, you don't have to open that vessel up invasively, because all the invasive procedure is going to do in that setting is relieve symptoms. It's not going to prolong life. And that's really what the news is that we've learned in the last few years. If after adding medication and he can tolerate all that medication, then if he's still symptomatic, then you have to go in and open it. But the key is that he's able to tolerate all this medication, because if he's not, then that's where the comparison ends. And then you need, in my opinion, to go and open it. The other thing that we do now, we measure the flow in the vessel directly, and that's even better to determine whether it's going to keep us from preventing a heart attack. Fractional flow reserve, I don't want to get too technical, but that's the state of the art. Much better than just seeing whether there's how much blockage there is or what's going on the stress test, whether it should be opened and whether it will prolong life and prevent a heart attack.
So would you recommend he do a catheterization and have that IVUS done of the left main and RCA?
Is he on statin, aspirin, beta blocker?
Right, correct.
And he's able to get his LDL at least under 70?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not having any symptoms?
Correct.
And you said the left main was 50%?
It's a 50% lesion.
I would be comfortable, if it was my father, I'd be comfortable watching him carefully on the medications and seeing how he did if he's totally asymptomatic. And then just following him very carefully. I'm okay with what your cardiologist is saying.
That's it.
Now, he's old school, so he doesn't want to do cardiac rehab, but he'll go to a rec center. Are you comfortable with him exercising at a rec center versus cardiac rehab?
I would want to see him in the good reason here to get him in rehab is because then I hear your uneasiness, and I, you know, have 80-year-old parents, and sometimes they're not reliable in their history of symptoms. If he exercises in a supervised exercise program, they will very quickly, because he's in this gray area. You know, if that left main was a little bit more blocked, you know, and his stress test fortunately is not showing any ischemia, that I'm okay. But if one little half note changes, I'm going to change my mind here. The nice thing is, Susan, if he's exercising in a supervised program, and at his age, he's not the most reliable historian, is he?
No, he is not.
Then you will know from the people who are supervising him whether, in fact, he's having symptoms, whether he's having decreased exercise tolerance. Remember, the symptoms are not only chest pain. There's shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations, unexplained sweating, unexplained fatigue. All of these things are symptoms of inadequate blood flow and need to be factored in. I would really politely and not push him too hard and just say, you know, kind of make him realize that he'll see so many more people, he'll get so much more supervision, it won't cost him anything.
All right, Susan. Okay. There you go. Thank you for the call. Good luck to you and your father. 888-553-7536. News this week about PSA tests. This has been a controversy for the past year or so. Now there's a more definitive statement on the routine PSA tests that I've taken in my medical checkups every year. I always have gotten a PSA test, so you told me last year it wasn't necessary, and now there seems to be more enlightenment on that, Ken.
Well, don't get upset if doctors change their minds, because, you know, this is one of the things
about...
Like
women change their minds, right?
I'm sorry?
Like women have the right to change their minds.
Well,
so
doctors who just stay rigid are not actually the best doctors, because as time goes on, we learn more, we do more studies on human beings, not on animals who don't always act in studies the way humans do. We do more human clinical research and we learn more, and if we learn something and if we've been doing it differently in the past, we should change. Doctors call these paradigm changes, and there's definitely a paradigm change that's going to occur with the PSA. The reason, a little bit of background, is the mecca for dealing with prostate cancer, which is a really big problem. You know, probably 30,000 people, men, die each year from prostate cancer. So it's not a trivial matter. And a lot of people, probably almost 240,000 people, are expected to be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. These are statistics from the American Cancer Society. So it's a huge issue. And the mecca for this problem is probably Johns Hopkins University. And they came up with an incredible study that was reported in the Journal of Urology in November of 2011, which really started people to relook at whether we should be using PSA screening on all guys over the age of 40, and that's how it had been in the past, mm-hmm. because what was determined was that when you do PSA screening, you're going to have a lot more biopsies, and in the Johns Hopkins series, which is as good a place as you can do, almost 7% were hospitalized within 30 days of their biopsy because of complications. So the PSA was triggering these biopsies, and it was triggering then a lot of problems, a lot of bad effects, even resulting in hospitalization. 7%. That's a lot of people. So after this study, some thinking urologists started to look at this, and maybe what we should do is not screen all guys over the age of 40, but select out subgroups of people who are at more at risk. And also just talk to your doctor before you get it, whether the benefits outweigh the risk. And that's where this new position is. There's a urologic, all of the urologists are meeting this week in San Diego at their national meeting, and this is their consensus opinion. And they're now thinking that there's really a subgroup of patients between about 50 and 65 who are at most risk of the prostate cancer that's going to kill you. Because the problem is that a lot of prostate cancer is diagnosed when you're very old, and it's slow growing, and it's not going to cause you any harm. And in fact, they're advising that it rarely, the PSA, be given to somebody over the age of 70, unless in special circumstances, and that people under the age of 55 not get the PSA unless they have high risk factors. And it's really this age group between 55 and 70, where even closer to 65, where you need to talk to your doctor, and there may be some clear benefit here. But it's no longer going to be everybody gets screened all the time.
All right, so with that in mind, we have often spoken on this program about how men can maintain a healthy prostate so they don't have to worry about the results of their PSA test, and the product that you found that you like is this PT9. So for a healthy prostate, PT9 ought to be something that we consider right now, yeah?
Well, question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, and tired. Interrupted sleep, it can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula. It's from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
I have stacks of these letters from people email. Here's Marshall in Pennsylvania who says, I can go on the road without having to worry about stopping at every restroom because I'm taking PT9. It has a testosterone advantage as well, PT9 does, to boost your testosterone level, all in one pill. Prostate and testosterone taken together. You can get it by dialing 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931. This is a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days more and have better rest and better sleep at night, and boost your testosterone for better libido and performance. 800-811-6931 for PT9. Call this number now, 800-811-6931.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's just clarify these new recommendations from the American Urologic Association, because I know it's confusing about the PSA. What they're now recommending is that there's a subgroup of men age 55 to 69 that are much more likely to benefit from the PSA, and we're not recommending that men above age 70 get the PSA. We're no longer recommending that all men over 40 get it. If you're at high risk and you're less than age 55, talk to your doctor for peace of mind if you want to get it. And the recommendation now is if you do get the PSA, don't wait every other year, but get it on a yearly basis.
All right, so there's the word from Dr. Ken. Your connection to him is 888-553-7536, or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. We'll go to Los Angeles for our next caller in a matter of moments. Stick around. Good day weekend. Good day health.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Side of life is that there is help if you are feeling hopeless and you got a medical condition. You ought to be dialing us up at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronos, medical expert on the Good Day program with Helen now in the City of Angels, listening to KFWB. Helen, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi, doctor. A month ago, my stomach was hurt, felt funny, and I went to the ER, and they did a CAT scan, and they said that I had a small bowel obstruction, and they put me in the hospital.
Oh, bless your heart. Did you get operated on?
No, and they put a rubber tubing down my nose.
Oh, you were lucky, and it just cleared on its own.
Stomach. I guess it pulls up the bile. And for 4 days, and yeah, it resolved itself.
Great.
And then my gastroenterologist told me to go into the hospital outpatient and have a small bowel x-ray series, which I did yesterday. I was there for 6 hours, and they did. They gave me the contrast. And anyway, they did so many x-rays, maybe altogether 30 in 6 hours. And
so, Helen, what they're trying to do is figure this out. You know, a small bowel obstruction, it's a blockage that keeps food or liquid from passing through your small intestine. It can also happen in the large intestine, you know, the one we call the colon. And there's a lot of different causes to try to prevent this from happening again. What they're trying to do is to see if you have an identifiable cause. Now, don't get uneasy because I don't want to ruin your weekend, but for peace of mind, they're doing these tests to make sure there's no tumor in the small intestines, to make sure there's no inflammatory bowel disease, you don't have any twisting of your intestines, you don't have any what we call telescoping of the intestines, and also a hernia can do this. Also, have you ever had any surgery in the belly before? Because what we call adhesions, these are bands of fibrous tissue in the abdominal cavity. These can form after abdominal or pelvic surgery and cause obstructions of the bowel. A very common problem. I'm so glad that yours cleared on its own, because too often the IV and the nasogastric tube don't work. Sometimes they do if it's a partial obstruction, but when you have a complete mechanical obstruction or physical obstruction, sometimes you have to go in to have surgery done.
Right, that's what he said. But anyway, they didn't read it yet because of the weekend, you know, so the doctor will call me.
You're trying to get peace of mind, Helen. I hear it. I'm sorry that, isn't that, you know, doctors are just, are, some of them are just not sick enough. They don't realize that keeping you in suspense like this is torture.
And well, no, I wouldn't say torture, but I was worried about the radiation. All the radiation from the CAT scan. I've had about 8 CAT scans in 3
Helen,
years.
At your age, you know, I don't want to put anybody through any radiation that they don't need, but the dangers of radiation depend on your sex and also your age, especially your age. So a 20 or 30-year-old woman, I'm especially trying to avoid at all possibilities unless I have to give radiation. And I'm always balancing on that seesaw, the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. And it varies. Based on your age and your sex. Whereas a woman, I would say you're in your late 70s, the likelihood of that radiation causing you cancer, you know, it probably takes about 20 years if you're going to be the one in 2 or 3,000. And also, there are now CAT scanners that give off a lot less radiation, and you should ask about them.
Yeah. All right, Helen. Thank you for your call. Let's take a quick call from Dennis in Maine. He was listening to our conversation about PSA testing. Dennis, what do you need to know?
Hi, good morning. Actually, I just wanted to kind of add to the discussion. And I'm distressed by the AUA's recommendations because I'm a guy who at the age of 56, because of a not terribly high PSA, but a steadily climbing PSA, my internist sent me to a urologist who did biopsies and found Gleason 9 prostate cancer.
Wow, wow.
That would not have been caught otherwise.
Dennis, and a lot of the doctors, myself included, feel it. But you were over 55 with your first PSA, correct?
No. They started doing PSAs on me in my 40s, and I'm a low-risk patient.
Okay.
I have no risk factors.
Well, and this all may change because there was a study at the UCLA which was using these A-plus PSAs, which are so much more sensitive at picking up the really malignant tumors like yours. So stay tuned because this whole PSA thing, we haven't heard the last word, I'm sure.
That's a good comment, Dennis. Good luck to you with your situation. Another hour coming up with Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.